Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Obama has embraced the use of drones to kill militants abroad, even more than his predecessor, and has come under fire for that from his own party and in that 13-hour filibuster by Republican Rand Paul. Now Obama is about to shift command of the CIA's drone strike program to the Pentagon, the military, where it will fall under international laws of war and might, for instance, force Pakistan to publicly admit what it has privately agreed to with the U.S. And Adam Entis is National Security Correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, part of the team that reported this front page news today. Adam, what's the reason behind the shift? Is it the criticism the president has received?
Well, the president himself, we've been told by officials, felt very strongly that the criticism of the lack of transparency surrounding the CIA's program, particularly in Pakistan, caused some concern at the White House and with the president himself, and that he felt it was important to see whether it was possible to pull back a little bit on the secrecy. And that's very difficult to do as a CIA program.
Well, we also know that new CIA Director John Brennan is an advocate of shifting to military control. And we read in the Washington Post about a report from White House advisors last year concerned that spy agencies were doing too little spying because of military and drone operations. Remind us how they work. The president determines who is on the kill list, and the host of the country isn't needed to, you know, to say yes. What happens with this shift?
Right. Well, how it works is there are basically two types of kill lists. There's a kill list that the CIA maintains, and that works its way from the CIA to the White House. It's very much more centralized control in the White House for those types of programs and targeted killing. With the military, it's slightly different. It's operated under Joint Special Operations Command, which is a military branch which does these types of operations. And they put together what amounts to a dossier about the people they want to have killed, and it works its way up through the chain of command and up to the White House as well. Advocates of shifting to the military argue that hierarchy, that chain of command, adds layers of accountability that don't exist under the CIA program. And advocates of the CIA program argue that the executive branch, the White House in particular, exercises a lot of control over the decisions that they take. But I think listeners should keep in mind that regardless of this shift, the level of transparency won't be that great.
Well, and there are some who are against the use of drones at all. They see it as an extension of a war that they may not have signed off on. Here's Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin at a Wall Street Journal breakfast yesterday.
I don't believe many, if any of us, believed when we voted for that, and I did vote for it, that we were voting for the longest war in the history of the United States and putting a stamp of approval on a war policy against terrorism that 10 years plus later we're still using.
So in other words, this shift of drone strikes to the military is not going to satisfy critics of drone strikes.
Well, I think that human rights groups like Human Rights Watch have advocated a shift over to the military for the argument that the military has this chain of command, that the CIA doesn't exist under the CIA program. So I think it would be viewed as a partial step towards greater openness, greater transparency. But at this point, I'm not sure how transparent it actually will be because of concerns that the disclosures will tip off potential targets. One of the big differences between the CIA and the military is the military generally operates with host country approval. So in the case of Yemen, for example, the Yemeni government supports the drone strikes, and there's a lot of consultation before the drone strikes. In the case of Pakistan, where the CIA runs its own program and has done for many years, the Pakistani government publicly condemns the strikes and publicly says that they're a violation of Pakistani law and sovereignty, and has been lobbying the UN, for example, to try to get those strikes to stop. Privately, American officials say they have what they consider to be tacit consent of the Pakistanis to continue those strikes. And that tacit consent comes in the form of Pakistan not closing its airspace to the drone flights in the tribal areas where the drones are flown. It's much more murky in the case of Pakistan, how much consent exists.
Yeah, as you write, this whole thing could take years, this whole shift. So we will follow that. Adam Entis, national security correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you very much.